If you wanted to find out about my tea, what would you ask me?
Was it good?
Well, if you want to find out if I have any left.
Oh, would you like some more
tea? Or...
Have you drunk all your tea?
See, these are pretty strained when we try to rush through it this way, but with a good, intelligent person, it's just like that. Or I think we're setting some sort of a record on this interview, as we had an hour and a half on the other tape, and we've run this one, well, about an hour and 10 or 15 minutes, I guess.
Well,
I've one before 4 hours.
Well, you mentioned that we were only about a fourth through, or more or less, the other day.
We're much closer to the end now. And let's see, for declining food, what would you say?
No, thank you.
I don't
care for any more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you were going to raise vegetables, where would you grow them?
In the garden.
Where would I put that? I left it out. Would this be a place where you'd grow flowers too?
Well, if it was a vegetable garden, I'd grow vegetables. If it was a flower garden, I'd grow flowers.
I had these things printed, and then I changed my mind about a lot of the expressions in them. They just didn't fit. So I moved them around. And on this one, I have a note there that I moved it, but I didn't move it. If there's a bunch of boys over there, and they're making a lot of noise, what would you tell me to go say to them?
Go shut them up, I guess.
Who?
The boys.
Mm-hmm. What boys?
Those boys over there. Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's get back to that peach again. How about the center of a peach?
Oh, center of a peach.
You know, it's always the person that's not being interviewed that could just breeze right
through.
Oh,
I know it. Center of a peach. I know what that is.
Pit
the cherry
stone.
Was a pit.
Yeah, pit stone seed.
Oh, a stone.
Stone.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is, Barb?
I call it seed.
Peach seed?
I
call it stone.
I call it a stone when I was a kid. My wife calls it a seed.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a peach with a loose stone?
Oh, no. There's no discrimination between those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, what would it be called?
Oh, cling?
No, I don't know.
And one with a loose stone.
They're free stone peaches.
Now, I've been trying and trying and trying to find somebody in the state. Well, I shouldn't say I've been trying to find somebody who says it, but I've been trying to see if the term press peach is at all common.
Press?
Press peach.
Do you say it?
This
Did
is
you
an
say
old
it?
Term. I don't know if it's a free stone or the cling.
Oh, I've heard of those different kinds, but I didn't know they indicated the something about the...
Is it?
This is just a general term for... A peach, either with a tight seed or a loose seed.
Well,
I don't know.
I learned something new.
Well, I haven't found it. It won't do us any good. We'll never find the darn thing, I guess. I've looked.
What different categories are you interviewing? I mean, the people. You said you wanted a college graduate
who
was a businessman. Well, what
other? Whoa, I think I had a private distiller.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I know I had, I'm pretty sure I had another private distiller that I finished with. I mean, I interviewed him all the way. I didn't want to know if he was a private distiller or not.
You never did ask him, for sure.
But some things seemed indicated.
Do you ask him, I suppose he told you he did something else. You ask him what his occupation was.
He was just a retired farmer.
Oh.
But his farm wasn't
you
very
have,
good.
You have so many in a certain age bracket and different age levels.
And I try to vary them. If I have a person who's in his 70s, then I want somebody younger next to him.
Mm-hmm.
From the city, such as Enid, well, I want a cultivated person here.